For years, Park City resident and former mayor of Salt Lake City, Didi Cordini, battled the International Olympic Committee to ban gender discrimination from Olympic sports. Through her tenacity, the issue stayed in the public eye and in the Canadian courts until she got the answer she wanted. Women would be allowed to compete in the 2014 Winter Games. Cordini says while only three women were awarded medals this week, she feels that every one of them were winners just because they all got to participate.
This is the most amazing experience for all of us. These athletes are family, and we cheered them all on as they jumped, and we're just this is a dream come true for all of us.
She says the court filings and hearings were all worth it. Seeing the women compete on the Normal Hill competition, she says, was a dream come true.
We knew that if we didn't do what we did, that maybe it would never happen.
However, her next battle with the IOC is seeing that women get to compete on what's known as the Large Hill or the 120K in 4 years.
And we had some unfortunate news yesterday in that one of the FIS people told a couple of reporters that it would be 8 years before they would let the women on the Large Hill, which is something we are not at all happy about and think is not right. So we have another uphill battle, it sounds like.
That's the president of Women's Ski Jumping USA, Didi Cordini. She says she has heard from some who have thanked her for her efforts. And while Team USA didn't get the results they had hoped for in the inaugural Olympic competition, she says just being there as Olympians was enough. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.